For the first time in a long time, let me welcome you to an episode of Open the Playbook with Kyle G. And let me just say, Jet fans, we are so up right now. In the entire time that I've watched football, which isn't the longest time in the world compared to a lot of people, I've only really been into the sports in 2015, we've watched some bad football. We've had to sit through Sam Darnold. We've had to sit through Geno Smith. We've had to sit through Josh McCown. We've had to sit through Christian Hackenberg, Bryce Petty, Luke Falk, Zach Wilson, but now we get to sit back and watch Aaron freaking Rodgers, one of the best quarterbacks of all time, is now on our team leading us to the promised land. And now, after today, August 14th, 2023, he's got a little more help. Star free agent running back Dalvin Cook has agreed to a one-year deal with the New York Jets, worth up to $8.6 million. Now, I know that number may seem a little high, which, even in my opinion, I think it is a little high, but after the Patriots just got Ezekiel Elliott 1 year for $6 million, who the hell cares? You just got an amazing talent in Dalvin Cook to help us win some football games. How crazy is that to think about? If you told me back in 2019, 2020 that Aaron Rodgers and Dalvin Cook would be on our team, I would call you insane. Now, obviously, all Jet fans know Dalvin Cook did visit the team a couple weeks ago for a practice, and it died down very fast after that. There was, like, little news. I personally was starting to get a little nervous, as I know a lot of Jet fans were. I was starting to get the idea that we were being used as leverage, but I'm very glad to know that that was not the case, because if you see any of my social media posts, like on Twitter or my Jets Instagram page, Jets with Kyle, you know that I've been wanting this very, very badly, because you can never have too many talented football players on one team. And that's just the reality of it. I saw a lot of Jets fans over the last couple weeks saying that they didn't want this. And in my honest opinion, that's nothing against them. That's their opinion. They can have it. I think that's just insane. Wanting to roll with Michael Carter, who had a down year last year, and Bam Knight over somebody with the talent of Dalvin Cook just seems crazy to me. Now, I know that you have to put aside a little bit of cap for him, but it's not like it's a crazy multi-year deal where the cap's going to affect us next year. If this goes south, that's no skin off our back. It only affects us this year. And I honestly, I don't see a situation where this could go wrong. I mean, there obviously is stuff that can happen, but just looking at the situation from an outside perspective, like as a fan of just football in general, not even just being a biased Jets fan, you can't like dispute the fact that Dalvin Cook is a top running back. Since like 4 years ago, over the last four seasons, he has over 5,000 rushing yards, which is third among running backs, 4.7 yards per carry, 43 rushing touchdowns, which is second among running backs, and 1,400 receiving yards, which is sixth among running backs. You can't look at those numbers and say that we didn't get better. We got a hell of a lot better and closer to a championship. And that's all you can really ask for right now. Looking at like our offense, our projected offense is just mind-blowing, because I've had to watch absolute garbage for years. And now looking at Aaron Rodgers, Breece Hall, Dalvin Cook, Garrett Wilson, Corey Davis, Alan Lazard, Mecole Hardman, Randall Cobb, CJ Uzomah, Tyler Conklin, and Jeremy Ruckert, that is mind-blowing. Absolutely mind-blowing. Now, on the topic of Breece Hall, I think this move helps him out immensely too, because now you don't need to rush him back for week one. Because personally, like I said before, I think it was crazy that Jets fans were just willing to go into the season with Carter and Bam as opposed to Cook. Now, that is nothing against them. I think they were both fine last year. Carter was not great, and Bam was all right, but that's like a serviceable running back 2 and 3. It can get you by. Now, we just took it up a notch. We raised the bar to the next level, and it allows us to ease Breece Hall back. That way, he's not carrying the offense on our back like he was last year before he got hurt. And that's really all you can ask for. giving him the time he needs to get back to 100% is crucial, because you don't want to rush him back to the point where he's going to hurt himself again, because you wanted to win some extra games, get some extra rushing yards, because you didn't have the faith in Carter and Bam. Because knee injuries are no joke. I know that firsthand. I never had an ACL injury, but having a full meniscus repair and not being able to move for 3 months, I understand. Like, I wouldn't want to move until I was 100% either. And now they have that luxury. It's crazy to think, like, this is our team right now. I've never seen anything like this before, and I am ecstatic to see where this team can go, because honestly, I know I'm going to sound like a completely biased person right now, but I think our ceiling is 14-3. Even before the Cook signing, I thought our ceiling was 12-5. Now, I feel 14-3, you can get there. I think the Chiefs and the Eagles are probably two of those three losses, but other than that, I'm not really afraid of many teams. I'm not too moved by Buffalo. I obviously, I know these are all great teams, and Buffalo has a very good chance of winning the division, but they don't scare me as much as they scare other people. You know, they lost to Zach Wilson last year. Zach Wilson outplayed Josh Allen. He's not Superman. He can be beat. That team can be beat, and I feel like if there's going to be a team that beats him, it's our roster right now. We took a top five defense and made it better. We took an offense that all they needed was a quarterback, and you went out and got one of the best of all time. And now you're just adding more playmakers around him. I know the joke for a little bit was that we were turning into the New York Packers with all the former Packers that were wanting to come over, but great, let them join the bandwagon. They want to be a part of something special, and something special is what's being built here. And I'm proud to say that I get to witness it firsthand, because like I mentioned multiple times before, we deserve this. We sat through, like, horrid football. You know, I love Zach Wilson. I'm still a Zach Wilson truther. He had the worst quarterback play I think I've ever watched for a starter. And it makes it even worse that he was the second overall pick. But now, we don't have to deal with that anymore. And I actually think that Rodgers is a great thing for Zach Wilson because of how close they are and how he's a mentor. If there's going to be anybody that turns his career around, it's going to be him. But everything that the Jets have done this offseason, I feel like they haven't missed. And I know that could make me sound like a biased fan, but I see a lot of people agreeing. Obviously, there's the trolls that are saying that we're still going to be the same old Jets, Rodgers is washed, blah, 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 blah. Watch him in practice. He still makes those same Aaron Rodgers throws that if he was doing it on the Packers, people would be wowed by it. But because of the stigma around the Jets, the same old Jets are going to jet, nobody cares anymore. And I'm glad that other teams aren't viewing us that same way. It's just the fans. And the fans are going to, I think they're going to be quiet real soon, because we're not being chalked up as an easy W for teams anymore. Teams are afraid of us, and good players want to come play for us. My only real concern now is the offensive line. If you can get the offensive line fully healthy, you have a Super Bowl team right there. And that is my 100% belief. I've been praising it since the second the Aaron Rodgers trade got done. We have a Super Bowl team, as long as that offensive line holds up. Now, I am a little worried about our offensive tackle situation based on how it is going in camp right now, but that could be fixed with giving Becton first-team reps. I know everybody's afraid of it, but you can't have Billy Turner and Max Mitchell out there if Saleh is doing what he says and putting his best five out there. That just can't happen. Obviously, Dwayne Brown's going to be our starting left tackle. That's a given. I feel they've stated it multiple times. But if you really want your best five out there, Becton is on the field. And I honestly think that if you want to put your best five out there, it's Brown, Tomlinson, McGovern, AVT, and Mekhi Becton. If I was Aaron Rodgers, I would feel comfortable behind that offensive line. And even after the trade deadline, I think Joe Tippmann gets into that starting center spot, and I would love that, because over the first two preseason games, he has looked fantastic. I've pretty much really been paying attention to him the most because he was one of the picks I was most excited about. And watching the way he's played over the first two games, it's fantastic. It gives me a lot of hope that if they develop him correctly, he's going to be our long-term starting center. I know he had 44 pass-blocking snaps, I think it was, in the first two games, and he only had one pressure. Like that, I know it's preseason, I know it's against the Panthers, but that's really good still. Especially because, like, the Panthers were, I'm not going to say they were playing their starters for a lot of the game, but, you know, they played a lot of their main guys for quite a bit. So just seeing that and seeing how well he played, how well they played, even Mekhi Becton, he had the one bad snap in the beginning that gave up the snap, but he bounced back after that. And that's what you need if you want to make the strong offensive line for Aaron Rodgers to go win some football games. And personally, I think to go win that Super Bowl. Now, obviously, it's not going to be an easy road. They have a very tough schedule. But Monday Night Football, September 11th, if you come out and you beat the Bills, if Dalvin Cook runs all over those Bills, if Aaron Rodgers is dropping dimes all over those Bills, Jets fans are going to be insufferable like you've never seen before, and I am here for it. I am absolutely here for it. You know, I keep telling my friends, MetLife Stadium is going to be the loudest anybody has ever heard it when Rodgers comes out of that tunnel for the first time. And it is going to be awesome. It's going to be fantastic, and I cannot wait to see it. So that's pretty much my my little thing for today. I just wanted to hop on here and say how excited I am for the season, how great I feel about this team, and how great of a job the Jets have done building an awesome freaking team for us Jets fans to watch now, especially after adding another fantastic football player in Dalvin Cook. So that was another episode of Open the Playbook with Kyle G, and I will see you guys on the next one.